This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Neelam Shah. First name is Neelam, N-I-L-A-M, last name is Shah, S-H-A-H Shah, date of birth 1-20-1982. This letter is being written to Dr. Suzanne Austin. First name is Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. Last name is Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Austin. Address 2498 Stevens Creek Boulevard, San Jose, California, 95128. Telephone number 408-998-5400. Fax number 408-998-5414. Dear Dr. Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Austin. Thank you for asking me to see this 41-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Neelam is having many different symptoms, starting with minor cough, congestion, sinus pressure, and persistent mucus in persistent mucus in throat. Period. She also has large tonsils and sometimes has a lot of sneezing and itchy nose with the rhinorrhea. Period. There is occasional history of crusty eyes with minor discharge. Period. Occasionally she has a drippy nose. Period. She seems to sleep okay. Period. She has some dry skin and some itching, and minor lip dryness, for which she uses some usual creams. Period. There is no exposure to pets or smokers. Period. There is no history of asthma or any significant eczema. Period. She has never had any significant food reaction or anaphylaxis. Period. She has. She does not take any medications for this problem on a regular basis. Period. She also there is also minor complaint of itching, itching in the ears, and she was seen. She has seen ENT physician who recommended some ear drops and then perhaps syringing to remove the wax. Period. No other significant findings were detected by ENT physician. Period. Overall, this Neelam is in decent health. Period. There is history of some anxiety and possibly some depression, and I believe she is seeing some therapist, but is not taking any medications. Period. The examination was completely normal, except for some dry wax in her left ears. Period. Specifically, her nasal turbinates were of normal size, and there was no post nasal drip. Period. Clinically, I don't believe she has any significant chronic rhinitis or sinusitis. Period. Certainly, minor allergies are possible, and I recommended we do some allergy testing. Period. As you know, she is medically well informed, and her brother is a physician who works in Chicago. Period. Neelam also went to medical school outside United States, and would want to finish her other requirements to get a residency in near future. Period. Recently, she saw some blood with her bowel movement, possibly due to straining, and I recommended to her that she should tell that to her primary care doctor and get appropriate exam. Period. New paragraph. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship. Please strike that out. Examination revealed slightly enlarged tonsils, and but no other abnormal findings were detected. Period. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. I gave her a lot of literature to read and answered all her questions, period. New paragraph, skin testing revealed a moderate reaction to dust mites, but no other positive allergy tests were identified on skin testing, period. I don't believe we need to do any more allergy testing or any blood testing to see if there are any significant allergies, period. Clinically, I doubt she has any significant allergies, period. My final diagnosis, low-grade allergic rhinitis with dust mite allergy. Number two, dry skin. My treatment plan. I recommended singular 10 milligram daily if needed, but period. But she said, but she does not want to take any medications and will try to do some environmental clean environmental control, and hopefully that will be effective. Period. Certainly, overall, I believe she should do. She should do quite well, and should continue to see her, should continue to follow with ENT physician for her ears and tonsils, period. As always, I appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Neelam Shah.